I'm sick and fucking tired of you brushing me off like that. You're my girl, aren't you? Acting like I wouldn't. Just who do you fucking think you are? Making me feel this jealous. Do you know how many times those bastards looked at you? Having filthy thoughts. How you read their minds like a book. You're just defenseless sometimes. You get all up in your feelings. You think that nobody in the world would be shitty like they are. Try and steal you away from me. I know they can't. Doesn't mean I want them to lay their filthy eyes on you. You're my woman. They don't get to sully that, and they don't get to want after you. Don't even get me started. Of course I feel that way. Was it ever a doubt? That's right. And every day, for the rest of your life, you'll be mine. You got that? Don't make me repeat it, dumbass. I could keep saying it, but that won't convince a dumbass like you. No. That's how you flustered me. Again and again. You better thank your lucky stars. You've got such a kind and understanding man. I'll teach you right where you belong. It's in my arms, stupid. Does your dweeb ass get it? After everything, all my bullying, you still fall for me again. Every single day, you fall a little deeper, I tell you. Don't be stupid. I just... Yeah, maybe I could be insecure, or jealous, or whatever you want to call it. But you're mine. You're mine. I don't do sharing, and I definitely don't do any of that. Dumbass. Think I'll ever let go? Hell no. That's right. Come on, then. Don't you toy with me. And if someone hears you, what then? Do I get to blow them up? Fuck everyone else. I only care about you. And if anyone has any problems with that... You know how it ends, babe. You know how it ends. Yeah. No, you're just getting cocky, huh? Oh, yeah? Tell me how it's any different, huh? Yeah? You think I don't know that, dumbass? Of course I know everything about my girl. You think I wouldn't, teddy bear? Shut up. I can't help it with you. Sometimes you're just hopeless. And I'll admit right now, not a really shitty dream. I just wanted to hold you, make you feel loved. Make you know it's not only that I find you super attractive, but that I want you for more than your body, too. I mean, if that wasn't already obvious enough already, dumbass, of course I don't just want you for superficial shit. I've always, always loved who you are. And been in love with you since day one. Yeah, maybe I had a shitty way of showing it, but I'm not gonna apologize, cause that's why we're here now. Was I a big bully? Sure. But that never stopped you from still caring about me. I don't care. That's what you think? Oh, it's nonchalant, but doesn't mean my girl deserves anything less.
What?
You can't be like that. I thought more than anything, I just wanted to hold you. Like this. I didn't really think anything past that.
And shockingly, I don't regret a damn thing.
Since the day we met, I've changed and you've changed.
But in so many ways, we're just the same as day one. Fuck.
You know that? I'm glad. Glad I get to spend time with you. Glad that we have sexy fucking times and normal ones, and that I can still mean something to you. Even for the times that I just want this. I want you to feel wanted. I want you to feel everything. Sometimes wants aren't enough, you know?
And I let it get inside my head sometimes. And I can be a blowhard idiot who has a hothead temper like a volcano about to erupt. But even then, I do genuinely try and think how I can be someone that's worth your time.
Yeah, I get it. I'm not gonna change like that. But only an idiot remains the same forever. Guess I just got character development arcs to go through. And I can wait. Right now, all I care about is you. Shocking, right? I just want all this to work out in the way that
We won't have to worry about the future, you know? I get it, dumbass. After all that, you're probably sick of me, right? Who is the clingy one now, then? You cling to me just as much, you sly little shit. I'm not even mad about it, though. How could I? After everything, you want to know my favorite part about how this ended up? It's that after all that, almost losing everything, losing friends, barely even knowing what I'm fighting for, it was always a no-brainer question when I thought about you. And that way, you helped me even then. Obviously. You can pick me apart if you want. Hell, I'd even encourage you to. At this point, I think, if nothing else, these strong arms wrapped around you, this love you can't damn near replace with anything. I don't want to ever say goodbye, damn it. So don't ever neglect to realize that you're the star in my sky, the sun, the moon, and everything else that twinkles like hell. I just want you to be with me through it all. I know. Selfish, no matter what you paint me as. I just want you to feel these warm arms. Butterfly kisses and I just, after all that shit, all those feelings and stuff like that, can't help but get comfy. My mind went blank when I held you and just closed my eyes, listening to you breathe. Sometimes, that right there is a dream come true, believe it or not. Dumbass, of course I feel that way. I'm not ever gonna lose sight of what I love. And I can if it's right in front of me. Can I? I love you, dumbass. I really do. Maybe I don't say it enough. Maybe I'm in my head and heart about it, but fuck it. I love you. I really do. And I'm happy and proud to say it, even if it's a little embarrassing, you know? Love and feelings aren't my thing, usually. They get on my nerves if I'm, you know. A lot of things get on my nerves. But just glad you're the one pushing all my buttons right now. I keep losing my train of thought midway. But I don't mind it. Nah. Not as long as you still consider me good enough as a snuggle buddy and lover. Can't fucking believe I said those words. And you'll wipe them from your memory. Or else, dumbass.